What's going on, everybody? It's Billboard DJ Anonymous with Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 87. And I got a special guest on the show today. I got my girl, the Funny Bombshell.
Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm happy to be back home.
So, before we get into, the questions and everything, can you introduce yourself to the people?
Well, I go by the Funny Bombshell, Bombshell for short. You can find me on social media. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at the Funny Bombshell. Anytime you need a pickup, a good laugh, you just having an overall bad day, you can go to my page and I can guarantee you gonna laugh. Guarantee. Okay, and I ain't just saying this because it's me, but I'm saying it because it's me.
So tell us about the beginners. What made you want to get into the comedian industry, being a comedian?
Well, when I graduated from college, I just felt like I really wanted to pursue being myself and just creating something that I could stand behind and let evolve and have hands on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it kind of became a life of its own. I just started doing videos and it just evolved into me doing different characters. So right. I can't really tell you how it happened. I feel like God just gave it to me and I just went with it and it's working, you know?
Right. You said before the before we started recording the podcast, you said you went to school to try to be an actor?
Yes, I went to school for acting. Mm-hmm. I actually went to Norland Middle for drama, that's known as drama there. Yeah. I went to New World School of the Arts for theater, and then after that, I got into Florida State for acting. So I've been doing acting. I don't even know how many years it is at this point. For some years, okay.
So you said you didn't want to pursue it no more because you didn't want to go to New York and LA and stuff like that.
Typically, when you're an actor, you're expected to go to California. You're expected to go to New York. You're expected to go to Atlanta because you know Atlanta is like a trifecta for film right now.
Right.
And I won't say things won't change in the future, but it wasn't for me. I felt like it wasn't going to California and going to New York was not for me. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to sleep on somebody's couch to make it. That's just not me.
Right.
You know, it's okay for some, but it wasn't in my plan. And I don't think it was in God's plan for me.
Right.
You know, I consult God with every decision I make. So if in the future, you know, he leads me to that, then that's what I'll do. But as of right now, I'm pursuing my own brand.
Exactly. I went to L.A. last year with my artist, Valona Denise. Shout out to her. And, the funny story about it, when we went to L.A., we wanted to go and, you know, get her, to a label, try to get her signed or whatever.
Right.
And, the hotel we went to was trash. It was so ghetto. It was hood. And then, I had to end up, sleeping on the floor of one of her producers, apartment. So
right.
I always told her, once we make it, we got to talk about this time.
Right. And, you know, it might be cool for some. It might be okay for some. That's not to knock anybody else's path or their choices. But it's just not something. Coming from where I come from, I wasn't going to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I come from Little Haiti, and my mom, we grew up in a project, basically.
Right.
I'm not finna go to New York and sleep on somebody's
floor. Hell no.
You know, and I don't want it to just, I don't want to come off as if, I'm bougie or, you know, but I am a little bougie. it is what it is. But coming from the struggle, I ain't want to have to struggle no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's, I think, why this happened the way it did.
Right. So nowadays, you see that, social media is, the gateway to everyone's success. So, what was, your first video that you did, get into, being a comic on social media?
My very first video, I thought it was one that I did for a homecoming event in Tallahassee. But it was actually me acting like a crazy girlfriend. That's really how I started my video. I don't know why I did it that way, but I think that was an emotional release, low-key. If I have to be honest, because I was a little crazy. I still am a little crazy.
Right.
But I used to do videos as a crazy girlfriend, things people could relate to if they had a crazy girlfriend or if they were a crazy girlfriend. I feel like at a certain extent, all women are kind of crazy, as well as men, but we have our mood swings and whatnot. So I started off that way. I did a video where I kind of implemented a Friday element where, what's the girl named? Joy with the braids. She was like,
I know you're talking about,
like a play on that, but I was at my boyfriend though saying, I was waiting on you at the door. That was when that was like the thing when everybody was saying, I was waiting on you at the door.
Yeah.
I think that was my very first video.
So what was like the, I guess the response to the video?
Starting out, it was really hard to get people to like the videos. Right. I mean, I would get my laughs, you know, but it wasn't anywhere near now. And I feel like consistency is what built that, you know, when they see, okay, this girl ain't letting up. You know, right. I feel like that could be a game changer for some. Like, people be like, you know what, this ain't for me. But I was like, I don't give a damn because the video made me laugh.
Right.
So, as long as I got a good laugh out of it, I felt like it was something I needed to continue to do.
Right. Was it like any like pressure? Like, was you like nervous at first?
About how it would be received.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I first started, I would send my videos to a group of close friends that I knew, and I would ask them for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to a certain extent. I think they got tired of my ass. It got to a certain extent where they were like, just post them. You don't gotta run it past us no more. Just post it.
Right.
So,
also before we start talking, like, before we started, like, recording the podcast and stuff, we were talking about, like, is it, like, a competitive, like, a friendly competitive between, like, the up-and-coming comedians down here in South Florida? Because we got T.P. Miller, we got Fat and Funny, you have all these comedians, like, is it, like a slight competitiveness, like, or...
No. Not on my part. I don't believe in competing in anybody with anybody but myself. And I say that because what is there to compete for? What are we, you know, we should be working together. I don't see, honestly, what would you say would be something that we could compete? I mean, how many times a person posts, like, compete in how many times a person is posting? I mean, it sounds crazy to me.
I mean, you know, you remember back in the day in school, like, you know, like the class clown or like the comedian of the class, always try to rank on somebody, and then somebody else trying to compete and rank on that same person,
like
something like that, like a friendly competition.
Nah, not on my part. I'm just not that type of person.
Right.
I mean, for me, I'm just trying to prove myself and anybody else that's not a believer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to prove them wrong. If that sounds cocky, then it is what it is. But that's my, I'm trying to prove myself that I can do it, that I can pursue this dream that I set out to do in 2015, that it will come to fruition, because it's a faith walk.
Right.
You know, at times, your faith can get weak.
Right.
And so I'm just trying to keep the faith and remember what God told me he was going to do, because, like I said, I feel like this just fell in my lap.
Right.
After college, you can go through a period of, like, what the hell did I just go to school for?
Hell yeah. So,
did I waste all this money, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm working on my doctor right now, and I'm still figuring out, like, why did I go for it, but... God always got a plan for us, you know, so that's why I got to stick to it.
And that's one of my slogans. God has a plan for my brain. Period.
So we also talked about, like, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, you know, women in the comedian industry, it was very hard for them to get out there.
Right.
Do you think, is it because of women empowerment in general that every woman is sticking together?
I mean, history is showing that, you know, of course, it's a more male-dominated industry, you know, because of the fact that we didn't have certain rights and stuff like that. It's kind of sad that, aren't that many females in entertainment, period, you know? Well, specifically with comedy and... even with female rappers.
Yeah.
It just sounds crazy to me that, you know?
I think, like, this is the first year, actually, that we have multiple female rappers that, like, Megan Thee Stallion, like, I love her.
Right.
You know, you got Rhapsody, you got, of course, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B now. So it's like, it's so many, like, females in like different industries, you know, whether it's entertainment,
yeah,
whether it's in business, politics, and I feel like it's a beautiful thing.
It is, and I mean, it's about time. Like, yeah, we have all this technology progressing. Why not, you know, progress as people? Mm-hmm. You know, women, you know, I mean, males, you know, and females. Like, mm-hmm, why is that even something that we're still talking about? You
right
know what I mean? That it just, it's crazy.
Right, because I always say, like, I can't wait to have a daughter so I could tell her that, like, hey, decades ago,
right,
women couldn't vote, women couldn't even work, they had to stay at home.
Right.
You know, so, like, look at, like, now, like, you have, you know, like, someone like yourself and everyone else that's working hard.
Right.
And has been in the brand for themselves and also opened up doors for other women, right, and even young men to come in the game and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's pretty dope, and I just can't wait to see it evolve, you know, and mm-hmm, it get better, and you see more people stepping out and doing, you know, getting into the entertainment business and stuff. I believe it's gonna get better, you know.
Right.
I see a lot more people branching out into it, and I think we have hope.
Right.
Yeah,
a lot of hope.
So, especially,
like,
in Miami.
Yeah, because that's another thing I want to talk about too. Like, especially in the comedian, in the comic world. Do you think that social media actually helped show light that, you know, we are really funny down here?
Right. I really think it does. And I think a lot of people are asleep on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you could be in Miami and your video could be seen by somebody in Hollywood.
Right.
You can't deny that, you know, social media brings opportunities to people.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can deny that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I feel like if you have a talent and you know, you're trying to get out there, you need to be on social media. All platforms are possible.
Mm-hmm. Right. And let's talk about business. Like, I see that you own your own entertainment,
mm-hmm,
you know, company. Like, what made you want to do that?
Well, I have a plan for what I'm trying to do. I just wanted to do something that I felt like a lot of people weren't doing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm gifted in different areas. And honestly, I just, like I said, I want to branch out and do my own thing. I feel like I'm just gifted in different areas. I can direct, I can act, I can edit videos, you know, to kind of branch off into the other things that I'm gifted with. I'm good at interior decoration.
Oh, wow.
I think I have an ear for good music.
Mm.
I have an eye for editing videos,
right,
and I feel like that's why my videos are able to kind of flow, because I can kind of tell, okay, something ain't right there, something needs to fit there. And a lot of that is where my acting training came in.
Right.
I feel like as a creative, like, you have to be able to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes you a creative.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Funny Bombshell Entertainment, I wanted that to be a life of its own, and I'm still figuring out exactly what I'm going to do with that. So for right now, you know, it's geared towards me.
Mm.
But once I grow bigger and, you know, my brand expands, it's going to branch out into other things.
So would you want to, so you going, your plan is to also sign like different talents?
Yes.
And different avenues?
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I love about like being from Miami and being from Florida in general, that we always doing like 10 things at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, but
you got that hustler mindset.
Yeah, and people don't understand that, like, we planned this a long time ago.
Exactly.
Like, I remember when I was like 10, I had just found out that like my great grandparents, they owned like the whole 7th Ave. Like, they had
really? The
laundry mats, they had the barber shops,
mm-hmm,
they had the dry cleans, they had everything. So
yeah.
For me, I was like, shit, I already know what I want to do when I grow up.
Right.
I want to be an entrepreneur, but it always started at, like, one thing, like,
right,
that one seed. So, like, you know, do your own stuff on IG, and then you owning your own company and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's showing that you're going the steps that you want to spread out.
And, you know, for some, it might go boom real quick,
right,
but I don't want the quick boom.
You want to,
because I want to, you know, I want to have longevity, and I want to know how to do different things. I want to know how, you know, I want to fall,
right,
so that I can know, okay, what I did wrong. You know, I want to really experience it,
right,
you know, so that way I can have as much information as is necessary.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they want to have the quick money and stuff, but they don't understand that, like, Bill Gates didn't become a billionaire overnight.
Right.
It took him years. Him and his
home. And to speak on that, that's one thing I love about myself, and I don't want to sound cocky at all,
mm-hmm,
but one thing I love about myself, I'm not the type that's going to act like I got it. Right. I ain't got it. But I'm going to do the best that I can with what I have.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to figure it out. I'm very resourceful at that. So
right.
I'm going to figure something out. You know, goddamn it. I ain't the type to throw money in the club. I'm not that type. I'm not the type to go buy, you know, Gucci this, Gucci that, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not that type. If I can afford it, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
If I can't, bitch, I ain't finna, excuse my language.
No, you
I ain't finna go broke trying to look like I got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna live within my means. And then when I do get it, then okay, you know?
Yeah, that's good, because speaking of like the whole Gucci stuff and all that stuff, like, just want to talk about it real quick. Do you believe in that? Like,
do I believe in it? You say that again?
And like, do you believe in, like, as far as like, all right, like, remember the whole Gucci situation?
Oh.
They talked about like, oh, we going back. Yeah.
Gucci.
Do you really believe that people really do that?
Like, no, because people in Gucci right now. Like, the other day, no, probably not even the other day. I think today when I was on social media, I seen a famous black person with Gucci on.
Yeah.
It's like, once the conversation stops,
they're
like, okay, back to regular scheduled programming, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not going to stick, you know? I don't know what's going to make something like that stick. I mean, we're going to want to wear the fashion.
So right.
We're going to do it again. And I say we because I'm speaking of us as a collective. I'm not just, you know, I'm not
right.
speaking from personal, but I'm speaking as a collective. We ain't going to stop wearing Gucci.
But don't you think that, like, because I had to think about it one day. I was like, you know, us as black folks, like,
mm-hmm.
people love our sweat. People love anything that we touch, whether we own or buy it,
right.
people are going to follow. Don't you think that, like, it has to get to a point where we have to support our own, like, for real?
But it's sad that we are even having this conversation about having to do that. That's something that should happen off bat, you know? And just to speak personally, I haven't gotten the best service from us.
That's yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I have not gotten the best service, customer service from us.
Yeah.
And I think that can go into a whole different conversation.
Yeah, because I feel like.
I think that's a big problem.
Yeah, because I think that's something that's, it's day by day, it's something that we're still trying to work on.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I ain't gonna lie, certain people, you know, they don't. The reason why they don't, like, some of us don't go to, like, black-owned businesses because
right.
it get kind of, like, okay, like, you got to be, like, you know, more, like, consistent with it. Like, you got to
right.
have, like, customer service because that's something how I was raised on. You got to have perfect customer
right.
service. I don't care who you is, you know.
But, right. And that's one thing that I want to bring to my brand. I want to make sure that people know that I'm a professional.
Right.
And I think that's a common misconception.
Right.
When they see me on Instagram and I'm being Nene and whoever else,
right.
they think that they could just come at me any kind of way.
Right.
But really, I'm very professional about what I do.
That was good. I'm glad you brought that up because I did want to ask you, like, do you have, like, people that really do, like, don't take you seriously?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
but do you
they ain't gonna take me serious till I blow the hell up.
But do you think that's a stigma with comedians in general?
I think it's a stigma. I'm gonna speak from my personal experience. It's a stigma with women,
right?
Because I'm a female, and because I'm on camera twerking, which I don't even think I ain't got no ass, so I ain't twerking much. But I feel like because I'm a female, they're gonna try it.
Right.
And I'm not ugly, so I mean I can't be mad. But if I was ugly, they still gonna do it, you know. So it's like, it's just annoying, honestly.
Yeah.
But it, I think as a woman, it's to be expected. It's so annoying though.
I hear that all the time, like. You know, that is why, like, a lot of women is coming into, like, empowerment. Like, hey, like, we don't just do A, B, and
right.
C. Like, we could do other things, you know,
right.
like as much or even as more than men.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
and it makes it hard to figure out who to work with because it's like the way that I do things, even when you reached out to me, I had to feel your vibe. I had to get some type of energy from what I saw and from what I heard from your previous interview.
Right.
Because if I didn't get the right vibe, that's how I make decisions and how I do things.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get that okay from him and from myself.
Right.
I have to feel right. And it felt right. So.
Yeah, trust me. Like, I get out of time, like, because you have, like, these media outlets that...
Right.
90% of them do some bogus stuff. Like, they'll, like, try to... get some stuff just to start, you know, the controversial, because, you know, people love drama. But when I first started the platform, I was like, I didn't want to be like everyone else.
Exactly.
Like, don't get me wrong, certain podcasts, certain media platforms that's like I listen to all the time, that's like, you know, they structured at the end of the day, you know, and they respectful to the, you know, the interviewees.
So. Right.
But I just want to create a platform where people just come on, talk about their professional, talk about anything that they want. But my main thing is to, I want them to give out advice to, like, the people that want to do the same thing they want, you know, they doing, you know.
So yeah.
That was, like, my goal.
So, for anybody who's wanting to get into doing funny videos and stuff like that, my advice is to just keep posting.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency can get you very far.
Right.
Don't really focus on the number of views, because Instagram is so... I love you, Instagram. But Instagram can be such a pain because of the analytics and because of the algorithms that they're using to control the number of people who can see you on their timeline. Oh, God. It's so frustrating sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think if you focus on that, it's going to do a toll on you. But if you focus on, okay, I'm going to continue to put out good content, no matter if, you know, I get a lot of views or not. If I put out good content, then a lot of people are going to come anyway. So...
Yeah, because even with me as a podcaster, like, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I do gotta look at not the numbers, but the analytics.
Yeah.
Cause
it tells you something, yeah.
It'll tell you, like, who's listening, like, from what city, what country. Because I remember I was listening to Joe Budden podcast, and he was saying, like, he didn't say it, but he kind of told me a secret where if you pay attention to analytics, you can get so far.
And right, because it lets you know what you need to improve on and what you're doing good. So it is helpful in that regard. But the Instagram algorithms, Lord, I don't know what they did. I swear I don't know what they did. But it could take your views from here to here real quick. I don't know what they did.
And I heard they taking away, like, the likes.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
Again, if you're putting out good content, you don't have to really worry about that.
Right.
Now, if you are paying people to post your stuff, you might have to worry, because they might not be getting as many. When I say if you're paying people to post your stuff, like if you, okay, let's say I were to pay Shade Room to post my stuff. I mean, Shade Room has a good.
Shade Room.
So that's probably not a good example. But maybe somebody else.
That's like an up and coming. Like,
no, somebody who has like a good amount, like maybe 100,000, right?
Okay, yeah.
That them having 100,000 does not guarantee that you're gonna get a lot of likes, okay? Because of the Instagram algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're putting out good content, it don't matter. It goes out the window at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, putting out good content, then you gotta work.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my point. Put out good content.
Yeah. And I heard the reason why they did that too was for, like, you know, like the mental health issues and stuff.
Really?
And like the, cause you know, people, you know, it's a lot of people these days that's insecure.
Yeah.
Like for us, we use Instagram as a tool, like to help our career. But there's some people that actually be on Instagram all day just looking. They don't even like network or whatever. They just look on different photos and stuff like that. So that's why they did it. Some people don't like it because of that.
Yeah.
For me, I kind of call it fair game because you never know. It could be maybe 10 times more people blow up from that, you know.
So, I mean, I think we just have to kind of play it by ear, eye, whatever, and just see what happens. It ain't going to stop me because, like I said, as long as you put in good stuff out there, you're going to get what you need to get.
Right.
I feel like if enough people complain about it, they might change. But I don't think very many people must not be complaining about it, because it's not that bad. It's just there's been some changes.
Yeah, I look at Snapchat. Snapchat been dead, but now...
Oh, yeah, I ain't even on Snapchat like that.
Yeah, but now, like, they got, like, these baby filters and stuff. So,
it's funny.
Like, now, I bet Snapchat, like, stock just went up now.
Yeah, but people can take those and, you know, use it on their Insta story.
Yeah.
So Insta stories kind of took over Snapchat. So it's like, I don't even use, like, my Snapchat is so dry. People ask me for my Snap all the time. I say, trust me, you don't want my Snap. Okay.
Yeah.
Just look at my Instagram story and that's good enough. I don't even use Facebook stories. Like, I just post on my Facebook. I post on Instagram and I post on my story and I post on YouTube.
Yeah. Facebook more like family, friends. Mm-hmm. You know, Instagram is more like for like your fans and stuff. And like Snapchat, same thing, like Facebook, yeah. You know, close friends and stuff like that.
So yeah.
I see how it is. But let's talk about like your characters that you have. You got Nene, you got Terrell, you got Cecilia.
Yeah.
So how that came about?
Again, I feel like it just kind of fell into my lap. The Crazy Girlfriend videos that I started out doing, they turned into Nene. So Nene was my very first character, and I felt like I needed something to contrast the craziness of Nene.
Right.
And I don't know, I just had like this little, I call it a moo-moo. I had this moo-moo dress around the house that I used in college for one of my acting scenes.
Right.
And I don't know, I just threw it on with some glasses that my sister had given me because I guess back in the day, it was kind of cute to wear, like, eyeglasses that looked like glasses, but it was actually plastic. So those glasses are actually plastic.
That was a thing back in the day.
I just put it on with a bonnet and I just did a funny voice. And I felt like both of them needed to have different voices.
Right.
And that became a life of its own. I honestly cannot pinpoint how I did it.
Right.
And then I created Terrell, which I don't even know how I came up with that. I think I just wanted to try something different, and I wanted to show that I could do multiple things.
Right.
I think a lot of my inspiration came from Eddie Murphy.
Right. Martin.
Yeah, definitely Martin. I see Martin in my videos a lot.
Yeah.
Like when I do like little stuff,
when I do my face
like that, I say, okay, yeah, that definitely probably came from Martin Lawrence. But
Yeah, people don't realize like people like Martin and like the Wayans brothers and Eddie Murphy and Will Smith.
Yeah,
they was ahead of their time.
Yes, they were.
You know, like they was literally ahead of time. But now you see like a lot of comedians and actors in general, they trying to do what they did.
Right.
You know, it can't be really duplicated.
Yeah.
You know, so
you can't duplicate that. Now, if you're trying to duplicate that, that's gonna be evident. You know.
Yeah.
If it comes out, that just means that it was an inspiration of yours.
Right.
I didn't even realize how much influence they had on the way I do things until I started looking at my videos, and I was like, and then I would watch Martin and be like, okay, you know, and put two and two together. But I think it's pretty cool how, you know, Martin isn't even on, and we still, watch it. We still love it, you know. It's pretty cool.
So, real quick question, like, Martin or Fresh Prince? I know that's right.
Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
You didn't like Fresh Prince or Butler?
I like both. That's the issue. Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gotta be Martin.
Yeah. I feel like Martin is like 1A, and then like, I feel like Martin and Fresh Prince, like, Martin was more like comical every episode. Fresh Prince was comedy too, but it was more like the, I call it like the funny version of like the Bill Cosby show.
Yeah.
I love the Bill Cosby show, but Fresh Prince,
it's a family.
Yeah. But like Fresh Prince was more like raw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like and it had its comedic ways, you know.
Yeah.
So and so which one is your favorite character out of the three?
You know, that's so crazy, because I sat in my car and I thought about some questions you might ask me or questions that I haven't been asked before, and that was one of them, which one's my favorite, and I tried to figure out who was my favorite. I tried to figure out who was my favorite character, and I was like, but I don't want to say it, because I don't want people thinking I have favoritism against myself, but then I thought about it, and that was kind of crazy,
because
it's me, but I would have to say Terrell.
Terrell, Terrell my favorite,
As I continue to do the videos, he's evolving, and I'm starting to, you know, see different things come out of him. It's so crazy because I'm talking about myself. Sometimes I be forgetting that these people be me. I ain't even lying to you. I literally forget. But I love Terrell.
Yeah,
just because he's kind of stoic, you never know what's gonna come out of his mouth.
Yeah, like from the videos I seen, like my favorite one is the R. Kelly video.
Oh.
He was like, y'all ignorant.
Right.
You were talking about before, like how like people try to mute or ban like a store or a person or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like real though, cause like after we was watching the documentary, we was like, damn, like it's gonna be hard, cause it's like this man wrote for like 80% of the industry.
Right.
And all his songs was like live, it was bangers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I mean, we grew up on R. Kelly, you know? Even with that, like, it shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, because I watched the documentary.
Yeah.
It shocked me how everything was received and how, you know, it's forgotten about now.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And that just goes along with the whole Gucci boycott. Yeah. It's forgotten about now. Over time, if it's no longer being talked about, kind of
but you know what's crazy though? I would think that like now in the social media age, as things will last longer. But I feel like it don't last long as you think. Like before social media, if you ain't like somebody, it's gonna linger on.
Right.
Now it's like, I guess because so much content going on.
So many things have our attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like, so like news coming out, you know.
Right.
This president that we got, you know, I don't want to talk about him, but
yeah.
It's just like so much stuff going on that people just, you know what, it's whatever.
I got too many things going on in my personal life, like what Nene and Cecilia said with the whole R. Kelly thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody got their own problems, and we're becoming more, I don't know the word, focused on ourselves.
Right.
We're not really concerned with the state of the world. We're not really concerned with the state of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
We just like, you know what? I'm just trying to live my best life. And I hope you can live yours. But if not, I'm going to continue to live mine.
Yeah, because like I said all the time, like I remember even Cat Williams said it. He was like, don't worry about everybody else. Worry about yourself and the people around you.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? And it makes sense. Like, it makes sense to be, just think like, can't really try to save everything. You just gotta be the person that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you have to do for yourself first. Love yourself first. And then the people around you, like your parents or you know, your siblings or your close friends or clients, like you gotta make sure that's good.
That's solid, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I mean, it's okay to kind of drown out other things, but you still need to be woke, you know?
Yeah, you still, yeah.
But, to a certain extent, you can't involve yourself in everything because it'll consume you.
Right.
You know? So,
right. So what have been, like, your top five moments so far?
Ooh, that's a good question. Okay. Not in order of, I guess, like, top.
Yeah.
Not in order of that.
Yeah,
but what comes to my mind first?
Yeah.
It's a few, actually. Again, not in order of importance or anything, but I think one of my top five, okay, when I got posted by Lil Duval, that was a big deal to me, and I won $500.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, he did like a contest or something?
Yeah, he did a Living My Best Life challenge.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was just having fun. Prior to him posting that, I didn't even know about the challenge. I had just did the video and I ended up winning $500. I was
so
like,
what, like
God.
People just tagged, I guess they tagged you.
And then he, exactly. So that goes back to my point when I said you could be in Miami and then, you know, I'm in Tallahassee and then somebody way in LA saw my video. You know what I mean? So Instagram can bring attention. My other four. Oh God, that's a good question. You got me. Usually I'm a motor mouth, but now I'm stuck. I just got nominated for an award.
So with the Miami Entertainment Award.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. My mouth dropped when I saw that because I didn't even expect to get nominated for an award. You know, I didn't know that there was, other than like BET and all that, I didn't know that there was a social media award. So, you know, again, I'm learning as I grow. That was dope.
I think that's a good thing for the city though, because we need that. There's so much talent now in every industry. That's why I'm glad they put Miami Entertainment Awards instead of like
Entertainment Awards.
Yeah.
Like just keeping it like general. Yeah, we need our own.
Yeah, I'm glad we did that. So it could be like a pipeline to like, this person, that person, even for the people that don't win an award, it's still a great look to even be involved in the categories and stuff. You never know who's watching.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. like, this could open a door for me that I didn't even know existed. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's just, it's an honor, honestly, because, again, I'm surprising myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's a faith walk. I don't know how this is going to happen,
right,
but I trust God. Yeah, and I'm going to keep doing it until it happens. You know what I mean? But yeah, that, even just talking about it right now, like just getting nominated, and I won already.
Right.
The nomination was a win for me.
Right.
You know? So.
And then what's the, what's,
oh, you got three, other,
you got about three.
Damn. Oh, Lord. When I did the Us parody.
Yeah.
That was a big moment for me because people kept telling me, or people close to me kept saying, try to do longer videos. Mm. But I would say, but you don't know how much goes into that 1 minute. It's
right.
A lot of work.
Yeah, people, someone told me one day, they was like, one minute videos is really like 20, 30 minutes.
Exactly.
You gotta chop it.
And for me, because I'm doing three different characters, that could take me 3 hours.
Right.
Right? Because I gotta get every take right. I gotta make sure that it all blends well.
Right.
I gotta edit it. So it can take a while.
Uh-huh.
So being able to do something that was left, I mean, I did it over the course of a few days because people would not let me just leave them with part one, part two. They
right.
wanted a part three. So I was like, fuck this shit. I gotta end this. I gotta figure out a great ending. I ain't finna keep doing it. I ain't finna be, you know, down here for a weekend still working on Us videos.
Right.
So I figured out a great way to finish it. So that was a big deal for me because it let me know I could do short films.
Right.
You know, so
that's in
that
the works.
Again, yeah, that
if
again
you,
goes into the Funny Bomb
if
Show.
If you need an extra, I'm here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I got you. See, that's another thing I want to do. I want to hire people. You know what I mean? I want to be my own boss.
Right.
That's my goal.
Right.
Okay. My other two, it's going to take me a minute. I don't know. I can name other people who have reposted my videos, but there's a few of them.
Right.
And I don't want to neglect to mention anybody because I know I've mentioned Lil Duval, but Lil Duval in a way was different because he's a comedian.
Yeah.
So that kind of did something for my brand. You know
and
what I mean?
And he's from Florida too, so
exactly,
it's like...
exactly. So it was a little bit different, but there's so many people who I received love from and so many people who supported me and reposted my video, and I'm so grateful for, you know, them having done that, and I've expressed my gratitude, but I can't say everybody because it's a few of them,
right.
But all of those reposts, that was a big moment for me.
Right.
I'm trying to think of any other big moments. Oh man, this is a great question. I had no idea. And I've never been asked anything like this. I never really, because you know, when people like hit a million followers, they'll do like their best moments.
Yeah.
They'll do like a best moments video, and they'll
right.
thank their followers for, you know, having been with them for so long. So,
I mean, like what I read, they said million, like the millionaires and the billionaires, they always say that the best way to get to where you want to be at is to always reflect.
Right.
So like every year, like I try to reflect and like, damn, like, what was like my best moments, you know, in my life that's, you know, getting me closer to where I want to be,
right.
You know. So I always felt like it don't matter where you at in life, like always reflect and like at the end of the year, just I guess take about top five or top 10 of your favorite like moments and just make sure you write it down so it could be like
right.
A
that's
push
crucial.
For next year,
especially because we done got this question, you done asked me this question. That made me, I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna actually implement that because I should be able to tell you five.
Yeah,
I should really be able to tell you five. Now, if I wanted to include the people who have reposted me, I could easily give you five, but that would limit how many people have given me reposts.
Right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? But those were major moments, so I don't want anybody to feel like they were overlooked. Those
right.
were major moments, it's just too many of them.
Yeah,
to
too many
say,
of them,
you know. My fourth. And I don't want to like leave blank you know, space on the podcast.
I know it's a lot.
I'm gonna be mad at myself later.
Damn.
I'm gonna be mad at myself later. I don't want to just say anything. I guess another moment for myself was when I realized, you know, I could do a male character. I had never done anything like that. Even when I was in college, you know, there were times when people would get cast as males, but they were actually female.
Right.
But then they revealed that they were female and kind of things like that. I had never imagined being a male or acting like a male or making myself look like a male. I never knew I could do that.
Was you like nervous though? Like
when I did it?
Yeah, like the Terrell. Like, did you feel like some people wasn't gonna accept it or?
No, I wasn't nervous. But around the time when Terrell was implemented, my sound was different.
Mm-hmm.
So I got feedback about my sound needed to be a little bit clearer, and then it, you know, kind of evolved into me, you know, not using. Because at the time when I first implemented Terrell, I was speeding up voices because
I was
trying to fit more content into that 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first introduced Terrell, people they latched on to him, but my video quality needed to be a little bit better.
Right.
So once I got my video quality and sound right, they already loved him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of was like curious about him, but they really, really was like, okay, that's my, you know, they really like him, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like he's one of the favorites. I don't even know if people care about Nene no more. Like, once Terrell came out, that was it. And, you know, the fact that I have a male character, that's going to bring a male audience too.
Yeah.
You know, I already have a male audience, but that made more people feel like they could relate to my videos,
right.
You know?
Right, yeah, because I already said that Terrell like my favorite right
See?
Now, you know. But it's a beautiful thing where you have all these different characters, because you never know. Some people really, really love CeCe.
Yeah,
you know?
Some people really do love CeCe.
Yeah.
Like CeCe. Even though she get on my nerves. Like, just doing her stuff, I be like, bruh, like, God, she's so dry and boring. But I always try to, you know, make that humorous, you know? There's humor to that, you know? And the funny thing is, all three characters are me in some way. And I'm realizing that as I go.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be talking to somebody and they'll be like, what character that is? And I'm like, oh, that might have been Nene, you know? It's crazy because, like, my voice will change and I won't even know it. Like, when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I sound like a man. You know what I mean? I have to clear my voice. You know, I got to clear my voice. I got to gobble a little, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, I start to sound like myself. But, sometimes I can sound a little, you know. And then when I lose my voice, it's bad. And I think also the reason why, you know, Terrell's voice don't sound like I'm trying too hard is because Nene has her own distinct voice.
Yeah.
You know, she has a squeaky high pitch voice, and then Cecilia has this slow voice, and then Terrell just has his old, you know, what's up, man? You know, he has like a little. I don't know. I kind of like move my mouth open. Yeah. I kind of like. I don't even know what I do with him.
Terrell, like, you know, when people say, "Oh, that's a typical like day nigga,"
Terrell, and he ain't even that old. He a young. I keep it very general because I don't want it to be like, okay, how old Terrell is now? 14, 15. Then I'm gonna have to change it up and then start looking taller and all.
Yeah,
I don't got time for that. So he's a young boy. I keep it general, but for him to be so young, he know a lot. You know, he really, really act like he done been here before. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Right. And he got one more moment.
Oh, one more moment. Thank you for challenging me to figure out my best five, okay? I really do appreciate that because, like you said, that is something that I should reflect on. I do go through my videos and I do look and be like, you know what? You came a long way, especially because, you know, as creatives, we go through depression. We do.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people don't talk about that because a lot of people try to act like everything's so... No, baby. There's been some times where I've been in my room crying over my videos, just over the things that I want to happen for myself, over, you know, just having this faith walk and not always being able to see how it's going to happen, but just knowing that something is in me telling me is going to happen. Like, people really don't get that. I don't know if some people can relate, but there is something in me telling me, and it sounds crazy. And I remember right after college, I was talking to two of my closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them individually at different times, I feel like I'm supposed to be somebody that people be like, you that girl.
Right.
I didn't know what it was going to be. I started trying to figure out, okay, how can I become a radio personality?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started figuring out different ways and what that meant. And I can go to the mall right now and somebody be like, you that girl. You know what I mean? It happens. I'll be in Walmart. you that girl? And I'd be like, looking a mess, like, and I try to hurry up and get out of there, but it happens, and it's just so cool. So for those things to happen, they're not little to me, but for those little things to happen, it just lets me know that what I feel is right.
You know what's crazy? And I was just talking about this to, like, my artist, Valona, because she was... She's bounding through the same thing. And I was telling her, like, I'm going through the same thing because it's like, you know something good's gonna happen, but you don't know when.
Right.
Because I'm like, all these people, like, for me, like, I have all these people on my podcast I've done so far.
And you've had great people, too.
Yeah. And, like, people ask me, like, bro, how you even do it? I said, I just DM'd them. Yeah. I holla at them. And then, it just, I feel like people understand it's like a, it's something with depression where people think it's always bad.
Right.
But it could be like a good thing, but you just thinking so much that you drive yourself kind of crazy that sometimes, like, I just have to be, like, in a house alone. Just I just got to think, like, when, like, what way is going to go from, like, is it going to go from the podcast? Is it going to go from, like, something else,
right?
Like, you don't know,
and you can't try to figure that stuff out. You just gotta kind of trust and do the work, and again, trust.
Yeah, because like you said, God knows, He knows everything.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, dang. I think when I saw, when I was home last year, Memorial Weekend,
right.
I was at the gas station, and this girl stopped me. And I got kind of scared because I was walking to pay.
Right.
And I had parked my car.
Right.
And it's so, it sounds so bad because it's like, I'm scared in Miami.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I have to watch out for myself. Like,
yeah, because Miami, people understand, like, Miami.
In a car, like, when I was walking through to, like, past the pump, I was just walking through to go to the inside.
Right.
A car just stopped in front of me. So that scared me. You know what I mean? They had tents.
Right.
But they rolled down the window and they were like, can I take a picture with you? And I was like, yeah. And it was a younger girl.
Yeah.
So I think that was a great moment too, because it was just like, that was like the first time somebody had stopped me and was like, I want to take a picture with you. Like, that just meant so much to me.
Ain't gonna lie, I know after that moment you was like, Jesus.
Well, oh yeah, I was pissed. Damn, okay. I was like, Lord, I thought it was gonna take my little change that I was gonna use to put in my tank, you know?
Yeah, because people understand that, like, Miami, like, compared to, like, New York and L.A., we still got a lot of back roads.
Right.
Like, it's still the South, so it's like you could be somewhere ducked off.
And
you try to get some food or some gas, and people just come up.
In broad daylight.
In broad daylight,
too. And I had on a baby Jesus piece. Yeah. I was like, Lord, I just got this. Please don't take my baby Jesus. Trying to be cute at the gas station, just what I get. But, yeah, that was pretty dope, but I'm going to challenge myself to dig deeper to really see what was my top five, you know?
Yeah.
My top five today could be different from my top five tomorrow.
It always changes, like, even, like, top five rappers, top five anything always change.
Right.
Because I, like, what you doing now, like, I can see you, like, having, like, your own television show.
You better talk. You better say something. But you better. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Like, but I really do see you, like, having your own television show one
Thank
day.
Thank you.
And, like, I remember a while ago, someone was like, you know, technology is coming so advanced that, you know, what's the point of having a television show on, like, networks where you could just go on, like, Netflix and Hulu and stuff?
Yeah.
I told them that's true, but if I was an actor, comedian, anything, or, like, my goal for my podcast is to have a late talk show one day.
Yeah.
Why not have it, like, on a ABC or CBS? Mm-hmm. You know how much money you gonna make?
Exactly.
And, like people gonna look at you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, but do you see it yourself, like, day by day as, like, you get better with everything? Like, do you see yourself?
Oh, yeah. I definitely see the growth that I've grown.
Yeah.
I definitely see the growth. Like, it's happening in bouts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I give myself enough credit, because I feel like there's so much that I want to do and so many things that I have to learn.
Right.
But again, when I do have those times of, like, creative drought, that's kind of when I go into depression sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back and I'll look through and be like, dang, your video quality got a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, dang, you weren't using all these different angles before. You know what I mean? Now I'm challenging myself to do different things. And in challenging myself to do those different things, I'm learning how to do different things. You know what right. I mean? I'm learning how to do different angles and what'll work best, how I could sit this here and, you know, make it look like I'm there and mm-hmm. just all kinds of stuff I'm learning, you know? Mm-hmm. So I forgot your question. See, that's the thing. You got to keep me on track because I go off on
a tangent. No, I think you already answered it. Like, I was just asking, like, do you see yourself, like, having, like, a show?
Oh, yeah. And that's where I want to go with my brand. I really want to have my own thing.
Right.
And again, I'm still figuring that out, so I'm not going to pinpoint it exactly, but I'm still working on a few things, and they're happening. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're happening is letting me know I'm heading in the right direction.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And for the last question, which a lot of people... I got interviewed this week, and he used my own question on me. Now I know how people feel, but where do you see yourself like 5 to 10 years from now?
Being my own boss.
Right.
I ain't working for nobody. I'm working for myself. Right. And my brand is expanding. That's where I see myself. I'm my own boss. I can pay myself. I don't have to worry about income coming from anywhere else, but it's coming through me and the Funny Bombshell Entertainment. That's where 5 years from now, that's where it's going to be.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, we need more of that. Like, one of my boys, they both got, like, a little, like, podcast where they talk about, like, you know, Miami artists. They talk about hip-hop in general, but they really try to, you know, speak on, like, the up-and-coming, like, Miami and Florida artists. And one thing I told them was, like, we need to learn how to invest and own our own. Like, you got real estate, you got stocks and bonds. You got all these stuff that's going on. Like, I be telling these kids all the time, I'm like, if I had these investment apps when I was in high school, I would have been rich right now.
Yep.
I would have been a millionaire right now.
And I don't think people really realize how much you have to invest in yourself. Like, you know, I said this in the video a long time ago. People ain't going to just invest in something that you think. You know, they have to see something. You know what I mean? You have to get to a point to where, you know, you make them a believer, you know, with you putting in some work, you know what I mean? You have to wear your brand on your shirt. Yep. You know, you have to do stuff like that.
Right.
You have to, you know, if you're in music, you have to pay the DJ to spin your you have to do that.
Sure.
It's just a part of what you have to do. You know what I mean? And if you're not doing that, then I think you're cheating yourself.
Right.
You know? And a lot of people are like, you know, I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to pay for that. I shouldn't have to pay. That's you. And let's see how far that gets you. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
I definitely see myself as a boss.
Don't forget about me either.
Oh, I ain't going to forget. Everybody who had a hand in helping me build and, you know, giving me a platform to speak and just reaching out to me and helping me, I'm going to definitely give back, you know, in any way that I can.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's what's up. And, like, you have any shout-outs before we close it off?
Shout-out to God.
Right.
God, you so good. And I could praise you right now. Because you know what I love you too. I was about to cry for real. But shout out to my family. Shout out to the Bomb Squad for supporting me and for helping me get to where I'm at and getting here right now.
Right.
Shout out to you
Thank
for
you
having
so
me
much.
On your podcast. Yeah.
And I'd like to thank you to come on my platform because I know your schedule is busy.
Yeah, no problem.
And everything, so I really appreciate it. Like, I tell everyone, y'all part of my little club now. So, like, everyone who out on the podcast, like, I'm trying to follow their career and stuff like that. So I can see them one day. We can all meet up and I can bother y'all and stuff like that.
Right, right.
And I ain't got to worry about TMZ. I got to worry about sports biz music.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, That's a wrap, man.
Thank you.
It's been DJ Anonymous with Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 87 with the Funny Bombshell, and we out.